Reading stories together is beneficial for adults and young children, but telling stories is important too. Since the beginning of time, every civilization has had storytellers. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here with tips about how to continue this tradition with your preschool-aged child or grandchild.
The University of Nevada says family stories provide a sense of identity through time, and they help children understand who they are in the world. The researchers say that when relatives share stories together, children see their family as stronger and their self-esteem was higher.
What should the stories be about? Do you have to be super creative to tell your story?
A parent or grandparent can tell the story of a favorite childhood trip, a birthday party, a memorable relative, or just about anything from your past. The important thing here is to use a lot of detail and emotions. This helps children to develop their own narratives and improve their language and literacy skills.
That's a wonderful way to learn. But not all stories are happy stories. Are those okay to tell too?
Life is full of ups and downs, and showing your child your own strength in the face of adversity can help them develop their resilience. When talking about life's tough times, it's important that a lesson can be learned from your experience and that the child's level of understanding is kept in mind so they will benefit from your experience.
It's also free and can happen anywhere. It can be in a formal setting or just when you're taking a walk or riding in the car together. Thanks, Doug. We look forward to sharing more stories together.